This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. Recently, I had an opportunity to talk with Browns' new inside linebackers coach, Ken Flagel, about his extensive coaching background, as well as dive deep into the Browns' new 3-4 defense. You've coached over 35 years in both the college and professional levels. Talk about what you've learned up until this point in your career.
Well, I've had a lot of great mentors, which has been a real blessing for me. I've learned something from every head coach that I've had an opportunity to work for. I've worked with some great defensive coordinators that I've worked for. Learned a lot from some position coaches that I've been surrounded around. So it's been a great experience for myself. It's kind of a potpourri of everything that I know over the course of all these years that I've coached.
Well, with that being said, Coach, what kind of coaching style have you developed?
Well, I would say this. I'm 58 years old, so my days of screaming and yelling are kind of over with. You know, I'm not that way. I kind of consider myself a teacher. Now, I'm going to demand effort, and I'm going to demand that guys be competitive. Sometimes I'll get a little short if we have a repetitive mistake. But most of all, I'm going to teach guys, and I'm going to tell them this is the reason we're doing it and why we're doing it. I really want to teach them the game. I want them to be problem solvers out on the field so that when a team gives us a new play that we hadn't practiced during the week, that they can conceptually see it within the framework of the call and know how we're going to have to defeat it.
Let's talk about the 3-4 defense as it pertains to your group. What is the role of an inside linebacker?
Well, so much of it depends on what's the call. You know, you have fronts, you have certain coverages that play into what they do, certain pressures that play into what they do. So there's a magnitude of a lot of different things. But the guys have to be able to run and cover because, again, a lot of times they'll get isolated in space. There'll be times that they got to play downhill in the run game and they got to take on fullbacks and pulling guards and people like that. So that's the big part of it.
What are some of the advantages of playing a 3-4 defense?
Well, the biggest thing is this. If you talk to offensive coaches, who they have to identify, and I don't want to get too complicated with this, but who they identify as the fourth rusher, how you bring pressure. Sometimes it's a little bit harder for them to identify because you have two outside linebackers that could be a rusher and or a dropper. You have two inside linebackers that could be a rusher and or a dropper. So how they set their protections, it creates a little bit more workload on them.
Lastly, Coach, after watching tape on your guys, what has impressed you the most?
Well, I think the previous staff did a tremendous job of getting them to run to the football. And I say that from the first man to the last man. I thought Dick and his staff did a marvelous job of getting all those guys to buy in and give effort to the football. Now, that sounds like a very simple thing, but I'll promise you, not all 32 teams in the National Football League get that same kind of effort from their players. So I think that's a real credit to the staff that was here before. But I just look at some how they process things. I look for how their physicalness in the run game, their positioning, how they play in space during the passing game. And I've been impressed. It's a good group, and we're anxious to get rolling.